Hago daan din away mga ganidog. Tagabisin daw isik. Misa ni Navik. Hindi pita sindan ka din away winanan. Adyan na. Pagis we do kunago. Ji ojipoy matati ege in daso gishik. In ipimate si ek. This is Navik and I'm here to talk about Ojibwe language and give you a few more terms and some tools to use Ojibwe in your life every day. Aha majitada. Okay, today I want to talk about, and this will be, I promise, the last installment of talking about roads and driving. This would be the fourth installment. And today I want to talk about different parts of the road or different places on the road, like the middle of the road, the side of the road, across the road, on this side of the road, the other side of the road, those kind of ideas. And what we need to understand is when we use a word like mikana, which is a road, and we want to talk about a place on the road, or you're talking about on the road, to the road, from the road, whatever, we would put what we call a locative on the back. Okay, that's what linguists call it. I don't care if you ever use that term or ever hear it again. But what we have to understand is mikana, when we want to say on the road, we would say mikanang. Mikanang. Now we're saying on the road, to the road, from the road, all those ideas. And depending on the context of your sentence and your conversation, you're going to know which one is meant. Mikanang. So mikana is just a road. Mikanang is on the road, to the road, from the road. So you're going to hear these types of phrasings throughout this presentation today. So that ang is what linguists will call a locative, but it's just a syllable that denotes on or to or from the road, that kind of idea. So if you're not talking about a road, mikana, you're talking about a path or a trail, and you use the small version of road, the small version of mikana, which is mikanes. Mikanes is a trail, it's a path, it can even be a bike path, that kind of, but it's a smaller version of mikana, a road. That es makes it small, mikanes. So if you're saying on the trail, mikanesing, mikanesing. So if it's on the road, mikanang, on the trail, mikanesing. Okay, you get it a little bit? So there's two things that denote into, from, on that place. And it's ang or ing. Those are the two you're going to hear a lot today. And more often than not, they attach to the back of object words to make it on. Like adupuin is a table, adupuining on the table. Okay? So, and there are others. These are just two of those. Anyways, getting back to the road words. So if you want to say, wawashke shingiwabma, wawashkeshi ingiwabama, which is, I saw a deer, right? So if you want to say, I saw a deer on the road, you could say, wawashkeshi ingiwabama mikanang. Wawashkeshi ingiwabama mikanang. Okay, now the emphasis in this sentence is the deer. You saw the deer on the road. Okay? So if you wanted to emphasize the fact that you saw him on the road as opposed to sitting in your living room, you could say, mikanang ingiwabma wawashkeshi. Mikanang ingiwabma wawashkeshi. I saw a deer on the road. So either way, either one of those is fine. Or maybe you want to be even more specific, what part of the road? He was in the middle of the road. And when we talk about the middle of the road, one word we can use is nawikana. Nawikana. Now you hear the part of mikana in there. Nawikana. So what do you think nawi means? If you know that the kana comes from mikana, which is the word for road, what do you think Nawe is? Nawe kana. Nawe denotes the middle of the road. Nawe kana. But right now, as the word sits by itself, Nawe kana, we're just talking about that part of the road. It is the middle of the road. Nawe kana. But if we're talking about, I saw him in the middle of the road. Nawe kanang. There's the ang again, like mi kanang. Nawe kanang. Ingiwabama wawashkeshi. Ingiwabama. I saw him wawashkeshi a deer. Nawe kanang. Ingiwabama wawashkeshi. I saw a deer in the middle of the road. Or perhaps he wasn't in the middle of the road. Maybe he was just by the road. He was near it. Jigi kana. Jigi kana. So anything that is kana is going to be talking about a road today. Okay? Comes from mi kana. So far we have mi kana, a road. Nawe kana, middle of the road. Jigi kana. And jigi kana means near the road. So you have an understanding of what jigi talks about, because there's a lot of words that use that part. Jiga tig, by the tree. Jigi big, on the beach, near the water. Okay? Jigi kana is near the road. So you're going to say, I saw a bear by the road. Jigi kanang, there's ang again. It has to be there when you're talking about where exactly. Jigi kanang ngiwabama makwa. Jigi kanang ngiwabama makwa. So perhaps you go out there, you know, someone perhaps wants to see makwa too. They might ask you, anindi dashka wabamat, where did you see him? Where exactly did you see him? And you could say, on the other side of the road he was, or he was on the other side of the road. Agami kanang. Agami kanang, the other side of the road from where you are. So there's kana again, and there's the ang, meaning at the other side of the road, on the other side of the road, that kind of thing. Agami kanang gi aya makwa. The bear was on the other side of the road. Okay? Agami kanang gi aya, he was. Makwa, the bear. Okay, the bear is on the other side of the road. Agami kanangi aya makwa. Okay? Or perhaps you want to say, he was on this side of the road. Okay? And when we say on this side, meaning the side that we're standing on, ondasi kana. Ondasi kana. And there's the kana from the mi kana, right? So anything that's ondas is on this side, towards where we are. Ondasi kana. Okay, right now, that means this side of the road, or the near side of the road, however you want to translate that. But ondasi kanang, now you're saying, on this side of the road, gi aya, he was, makwa, the bear. Okay, onda sikanangi aya makwa. So we're learning a few words for different parts of a road, but more importantly, we're learning how to use what linguists will call a locative, meaning he was there on the middle, in the middle of the road, on the side of the road, on this side, on that side, okay, or just on the road, mi kanang. So mi kana by itself, a road. Mi kanang, on the road. Nawe kana, middle of the road. Nawe kanang, in the middle of the road. Jigi kana, near the road. Jigi kanang, at the middle of, at the near the road thingy placey. Agami kana, across the road, on the other side of the road. Agami kanang, at the other side, on the other side of the road. I'm having a hard time saying these in English. And lastly, ondasi kana, this side of the road. Ondasi kanang, at this side of the road. Okay? You understand the difference? Mi gwe cha apichi bisindau yeg. I hope this helped you a little bit. Mi sagona you.